Welcome to the Southern Ground Podcast, provided by Alabama Extension through Auburn University. Gardening in the South indeed has its challenges and rewards, and sometimes maybe you just need a little help. Sit back and listen as Extension educators Shane Harris and Dr. Chip East discuss seasonal lawn and garden topics, address common questions, and provide the practical solutions and suggestions you want to know. It's not just random advice or personal opinion, but research-based information from two experienced professionals. Now, let's dig into our Southern Ground.
Hello, folks, and welcome to a brand new podcast and new endeavor for us
called Southern Ground.
We're just two country boys from Alabama. I'm Shane Harris, and joining me and partner with me on this podcast is longtime friend and horticulture colleague, Dr. Chip East. Howdy, Chip.
Howdy, Shane. And I'm glad to be here with you. Many years ago, I started working at a nursery in blueberry farm in 1989. And while I'm working on that farm,
in our hometown of Clay County, Alabama,
someone called and had a question about a pest. And the owner of the nursery calls our local extension agent, who's a good friend of ours now. And this extension agent tells the person what's wrong and what to do, solves the problem, just simple, nothing to it. But to me as a teenager, that was worth everything. And I just fell in love with extension, watching this person work. And as I'm working at this nursery, as time goes on, people start asking me questions and things like that. And I decide, hey, I was going to be a landscaper and have a nursery. And I fell in love with extension. And I says, I want to do that. And the bottom line with extension is we've always been science-based information that we provide to people. If we say something, it's not my opinion that something I heard at the coffee shop somewhere. It's something that has been tried and researched. And this is, if we say it, this is the way it is for our area. Now, you go to a different part of the country, it might not be true, but for where we research it at, it's true here.
Time has gone by quickly. I now have 25 years. You have 28 years. And we have seen a lot, done a lot. We've educated a lot of people over the years. And so this is also a new endeavor for me, first time doing a podcast. And so this gives us the opportunity to reach new audiences, talk about the things that we have learned over the years from working with clients, homeowners, gardeners, and farmers. This podcast is going to be about reaching you, helping you answer questions, specifically in the gardening and farming and horticulture topics. Chip and I are going to jump in and talk about things that you have questions about. You have problems there in your yard or in your garden, or what's eating this? What's wrong with that? This podcast is going to deal with different topics throughout the year, seasonal topics that you've got questions on, and we hope to dig in and find those answers for you. A lot of those people that call us that want answers for just the everyday things going on in your lawn and garden or farm. And so this podcast is designed to try to reach you and help you out. That research-based information is a big deal because this is something, it's tried and proving. It's not just an opinion. It's something, not a home remedy. It's something that we can have documented that this is your best solution. The hard part a lot of time when we answer these kind of questions is there's not always an answer. Sometimes there's nothing you can do about certain things. But this podcast is something that we've been talking about doing the last few months, and because we want to try to have opportunities for people to find information. We've done video, we've done TV, we've done newspaper articles, we've done in-person events, we've done webinars, we've done Zoom meetings. Now here's a new thing, new platforms to educate folks, and that's what we're here for.
Trying to reach people wherever they are and how they like to get their information. We'll meet them where they're at.
Yeah, people, driving down the road and want to listen to a podcast. Maybe we can provide a seasonal topic that you want to know more about. Maybe you have that question going on at a certain time of the year. Or if you're working around the house and want to tune in. So the opportunities are not there in today's people. People are busy. May not know where to go get information. They can't attend classes in person. But maybe you can tune in throughout these podcasts and future episodes as we dig into a topic that maybe something you're looking for answers for.
Absolutely.
So as we think forward on our future podcasts and episodes, Chip and I have sort of made a list of topics, seasonal topics. These podcasts are going to come out when these topics are hot. You have this problem going in your yard. You have this issue in your garden, something you're getting prepared for. So coming up, we're going to be doing pruning basics. We're going to talk about armadillos. We're going to talk about vegetable gardening in the spring, how to have that green yard and the issues that go with lawns, the pest problems we have in the summertime, the fall plantings that we need to do, and other issues and disease and problems that you may have in the fall. And so a lot of our newspaper articles, a lot of our blogs, a lot of the videos have always been seasonal. And so we hope this podcast will also be that. And you can go back and get those answers. And so if you miss a podcast, you miss an episode, you can go back and archive those based on topics that I really need to know about carpenter bees, or I need to know about propagation. You can go back and list those individual podcasts on that particular topic.
And Shane, on the commercial side, it's about saving the farmer time or money. And if we can do that, they're going to be happy.
And on the homeowner side, a lot of it's reaction. They've got this bug eating their plant, or they've got a tree that has dying. So we also want to be a little proactive and not reactive. You may have weed issues. You have, say, lawn bird weed and those stickers on your feet. You have rotting tomatoes. A lot of the calls that we come in are reactive on a day-to-day basis. So regardless if it's a farmer or a homeowner, hopefully we can get that information out there. They'll be archived and you can go back to them and read and hear them the following year, but take action now. And a lot of that you'll hear our solutions is do it now. Don't wait. You even shared with that with me recently. Don't wait on things. You got to do stuff now.
Absolutely. It's like any other business. If you can't wait till you have a problem to come up with a solution, we need to be planning ahead. And that's what we'll do here on this podcast.
So we look forward to y'all tuning in to us as we address some of these topics. Some of these are the hot topics or common questions we've had over our over 20-something years. And so these seasonal topics will be there for you to listen to and participate. And we also wanted you to email us if you have any kind of questions. So we're here to reach you, but also we're here to hear from you. Our extension office is across the state of Alabama. There's an extension office in every county, all 67 counties. Go by and see your county agent, regardless if it's horticulture or food safety or health and nutrition or even 4-H. We're here to help you and provide answers and solutions.
I talk to people on a daily basis. If you're not using your local extension office, you're missing out on information. Now, you may not be realizing that you're missing out on this information, but there'll be something they can help you with, and not just something, several things most likely that they can help you with, from food preservation. It just goes deeper than just horticulture. But we can help with so many things. So give us a call at your local extension office if you have a question. Shane, I'm excited to do this podcast with you, my friend.
That wraps up our very first episode of Southern Ground. You and I are looking forward to digging deeper into more of those home and garden topics on future episodes. For help on questions you might have, be sure to contact your local county extension office. No matter what state you live in, there is a land-grant university and an extension office near you. For more educational resources offered by Alabama Cooperative Extension, visit us online at www.aces.edu. Spelled out, that's ACES.edu. Thanks for listening to Southern Ground.
Southern Ground has been a production of Alabama Extension at Auburn University.